We're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Coca-Cola Firecracker 250. We are joined by Elliot Sadler, driver of the number one Armored Chili Chevrolet, who finished second in today's race. We will open it up to questions. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic to you. Do we have any questions upstairs in the press box?
We have one.
Go ahead in the press box.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires at Net Performance Racing. Or Elliot, you kind of touched on that a while ago. You obviously you're bummed about this this finish, but how tough is it for you guys to know that you were right there to the line and didn't get it done?
This one hurts. I don't know how many more restricted plate races I have. I'll be able to race, you know, in my career, and to lose the one like we did in February, so close, and then to feel like we're in the right spot again. And you know, we were really paying attention to Kyle and trying to figure out what he was doing off of four, and he was running into my door a lot and trying to slow me down, and I was trying to leave myself room to get away from him. And then it was just breakdown in communication that the 24 was coming on the bottom. You know, I could have definitely made a block there and got some momentum, but it hurts to lose two races at Daytona, you know, that close. I think that's 3 or 4 seconds in a row here for me. So, like I said, it's been a tough day for me. It's just a lot of stuff going on at home, and you know, winning a race here tonight would have made a big difference.
We are also joined by our third place finisher, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 GameStop PDP Toyota. We will continue to take questions. I believe Godwin in the back had one.
Yeah, Godwin Kelly, then Daytona Beach News Journal. I'm right here, Elliot.
I see you, Bill. Yep.
Okay. As the laps wind down, what's going through your mind? Are you trying to strategize this thing?
Yeah, I felt like I made a really good move on Kyle in the backstretch a couple laps before, and I thought the 7 was going to go with me, but he decided to stay with the 42, and we got shuffled back to third, and then the caution came out, and I felt like on that last restart, if I could push the 42 clear of the 7, then that would leave me room to try to make some maneuvers around him, and was able to get a good push from the 22 down the front stretch going into 1. It felt really good. I mean, I almost cleared the 42. I mean, he did a really good job in the middle of 1 and 2 hanging on my bumper, and I didn't really want to push the issue so much and run him up the track. But so far, so you're just always trying to strategize to keep yourself in position and keep energy in your lane. That's the biggest thing I've learned about restricted plate racing is keeping energy in your line that you're in. And I really felt good coming off 4. I thought that 22 was going to be able to get to us to push us, and I felt like I was in really good position with the 42. And then when the 24 came under us, I couldn't get away from the 42 to create, you know, create the lead there. So just, you know, it's just a tough, man, the February race and this race coming off turn 4, there's nobody in front of you and you feel like you got a chance to win, and you finish second in both of them by a total of less than a second. It's pretty hard to swallow.
I'm going to follow up on that. The 24 car, he made a radical move from top to the bottom. Did you have any idea that was coming?
No, we had a miscommunication there. I think my spotter and I were really focused hard on the 42 and then the 22, and 24 must have got a really good push in the middle of 3 and 4, and he made a courageous move. You know, I just think he just went a little bit too far and let it drift down below the yellow line. So it surprised me to death. I was looking at Kyle's left front because he was running into my right front. So I was trying to look at his left front to gauge where our fenders were to figure out what I needed to do to create some space. And then all of a sudden he came by me, kind of startled me. He was running 20 mile an hour faster than we were, I think. But he definitely caught me off guard.
Any additional questions for Elliot or Christopher? Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Just on the yellow line rule for both of you, did it surprise you at all that NASCAR takes the win away from him, or is it just understood that the yellow line is pretty much like a wall that you guys are just never going to cross?
Yeah, I've been a part of a couple other races where they took the win away from some guys, like at Talladega and all, for going on the yellow line. And, I got black flagged here in February for locking bumpers. So it's a rule, and I'm glad to see NASCAR stay behind their rules on restricted plate racing, because if not, I think you're going to see people take advantage of it. So I think they set a precedent again tonight, making sure we all know we race above the yellow line. They tell us every single time we're strict to plate racing. And a lot of times we get run, especially down the backstretch here. But it's one of those things where you got to put your left right on the line or over it, and you just can't do it because you don't want to put it in their hands. And it's not a big deal to me. It's what the rule is.
Any additional questions downstairs? All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks.